You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we promised as we get closer to Saturday, we'd start to reveal to the audience here some of the events that we have planned. So the race heard around the world. We just did our preview for that. The Stub versus the Stallion. I am starting to get really fired up for the Sticky Nug chicken, boneless chicken wing eating competition. I went there the other day and, of course, got the Sticky Nugs, one of my favorite things, and I was crushing them. Like, I almost think if I entered, I could have a chance to win. I'm not going to because it's unfair. I'm the host of the event, but also I don't want to be bloated then doing the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's the timing
show.
Bad.
But the nuggets are so good. So like signing up, you're just going to eat great nuggets and have a chance to win an awesome prize. All right, I cannot announce how large of a prize. It's going to be large enough to feed your whole family. I'll just say that.
Well,
it's
going to
be a large prize.
I can't do nugs and do a race.
Yeah, no, so, I'm not expecting you to do the nugs, but I know I have two friends that are already fired up to sign up. I mean, we're looking for some offensive linemen and some defensive linemen to come on stage and be part of the Sticky Nug eating competition. We will have a cornhole outside. We'll have Madden on the Xbox as well for people to game. And then full football season preview show after Mackenzie Ryan, DJ Dukesta, and then Gone Country will close us out. That's this Saturday at River City Roll. But it's 1 p.m. here on The Fan, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
All right, give us a call. 1-833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Give us a commander who you think, or multiple, who you think are prime for a big jump this season. Now, Denton Day said Johnny Newton. That was his number one. Then he went Brian Robinson. And that blew me away right there. Because that actually could jump to the top of my list in terms of what would help the Commanders most this season. If Brian Robinson has a jump to 1,000-yard running back, that's massive for the offense. That actually might be bigger than Johnny Newton stepping up and having like 4 or 5 sacks.
Yeah, this is something we talked a lot about during like the draft and free agency is the O-line improved so much.
Yeah.
Surely a running back has to take a step forward.
Right. And dude, I still think Jeremy McNichols is going to play a lot. I know there was a lot of hype for Ja'Cory Kraske-Merritt, and what I saw, the hype was real. But he's just not as good as Jeremy McNichols. He's better. He's the better running back. And so I think if you're just going off of talent and not potential, Kraske-Merritt might be thrown to the practice squad because it will probably be, my guess for week one, Brian Robinson, Austin Ekeler, Jeremy McNichols.
And I really like Rodriguez, too.
Yeah, and Rodriguez will probably be thrown to the practice squad, too, and then you hope you'll see him in December once again, because that when it gets cold weather, you gotta have a guy that can pound the rock.
Yeah, he was, I mean, it was a lot of like games we were already winning. We put him in, but yeah, he was putting in work. He was doing numbers.
And look, when you're a good team, you have more situations like that than others where you're up by 10 in the fourth quarter and you're just trying to eliminate the clock. Just let it tick, 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 tick. And when you pound the rock, you get first downs. It certainly helps. So give us a call, 833-804-0910. Commanders who are primed for a big jump this season. Told you the Commanders website had a really nice article about Johnny Newton. The top of my list, Stubb, is Frankie Louvu. I really am expecting him to take a big step forward. I think he's going to be first-team All-Pro as a linebacker. I think Bobby Wagner led us in tackles last year. I think it'll be Louvu this year. I'm almost expecting 7-plus sacks again. I think he had 8.5 last year, and they're going to utilize him as a pass rusher even more this year. He's more confident and comfortable in Joe Witt's defense, and another year next to Bobby Wagner, more chemistry and more of an understanding of where he needs to be.
I think he just was so good
for us last season.
I struggle to see a big jump.
I can see a big jump because Bobby Wagner, I think, will have a slight step back as he gets older. And more trust. I mean, Bobby Wagner's one of the best linebackers that has played this game. But Frankie Louvu's faster than him, kind of hits harder than him, is probably a better at rushing the quarterback. He's younger, version of what Bobby Wagner brings, and they're also different because Louvu's sideline to sideline. I just think we're going to get more highlight plays. For example, like last year, he knocked Malik Nabers out of the game. He also knocked Jalen Hurts out of the game. Yeah. He's a hitter. He's our hitter, baby.
Smacked Jared Goff during the pick six.
That I know, awesome. Dude. That's why I think Louvu's going to take a step forward this year, because you're going to have all those highlight plays and more. He's going to lead us in tackle. And look, he was second team All-Pro. If he's first team All-Pro as a linebacker, that is a big step forward, and I think it would certainly help us on the defensive side of the ball. I want Ben Sinnott to make a big jump. I want Mikey Samuels to take a jump forward. I'm expecting Quan Martin to take a pretty big leap forward. I think Quan Martin will be better at safety this year than Will Harris will be in terms of like tackles, maybe pass breakups and things like that. I am expecting Quan Martin to really build off of the momentum that he had at the end of last season.
Yeah, I think kind of a similar in the secondary there is Marshawn Lattimore is one we could expect to hopefully take a jump forward.
Yeah.
To the means that we expected.
For sure.
I mean, he obviously was not a great end to the season for him, but now that he has had time with us, it's time to figure out, was he a good signing or not? I think he could take a big jump if he's what he used to be like with the Saints.
Yeah, Quan Martin had 50 tackles, an interception, 3 forced fumbles, 3 passes broken up. But I think last year, I'm going to check on this, but I think last year most people would agree that Jeremy Chinn was the better safety of the two between Quan Martin and Jeremy Chinn. And last year for Jeremy Chinn for the Commanders, I felt like he popped all around the field over and over again. Yeah, he had 117 tackles compared to just 50 for Quan Martin. That I think Quan Martin can get up to 80, 90 tackles this year. But then you're going to see them rotate. Jeremy Reeves will be in there. Will Harris, of course, who they signed, will be in there. And maybe either Tyler Owens or Percy Butler as well. I do think it'll be a little bit of a committee at safety with Quan Martin and Will Harris is the number ones, and I think Jeremy Reeves will absolutely get an opportunity this year on the defensive side of the ball, not just special teams. And then another guy that I have on my list here, Tyler Biadasz. So we talk about the offensive line taking a step forward, but last year, Biadasz had Allegretti to his left, and he'd have Cosme to his right. But now if it's Cosme to his right, Coleman to his left, and you have more running back options, and he could stay healthy. Be honest, when he missed time, we saw it. Yeah. Dieter was not good enough. And I think it's Julian Good-Jones at the backup center this year. He's not good enough. They kind of have a weakness at backup center. So they need Tyler Biadasz to be a star this year. And I do think he has like been getting better every single year. If you look at what he's done in the National Football League, the dude's a grinder. He plays the center position, so he does not get enough credit. But like, I think he was probably our second best offensive lineman last year behind Cosme. He's 27. He's still in his prime right here. I think he's going to be awesome. I am excited for Tyler Biadasz to take a big step forward this year. I wonder what PFF grade he was given for last year. He was really solid. He was really solid. And he, from what I remember, I don't think he really gave up that many big sacks through the middle. When he was out there, the interior was much better than when he was not out there. You saw as an issue. But I think if they're able to run this year, a big part of that will be Tyler Biadasz taking a step forward. Anybody you wanted to point to here?
I'll shout out. He was a 13th overall for centers from PFF, a 69 overall score.
Yeah, I think he could be top five this year, honestly. I really believe in Tyler Biadasz.
Let's see, who else do I have? I mean, again, with B-Rob, we have not talked about Austin Ekeler a lot this entire offseason.
Yeah, we haven't. We haven't.
He's there. He's our running back, too. He had some insane plays. I'd love to see him, you know, do those crazy breakouts to a game.
I really wonder, do they put Austin Ekeler back there in kick return? Because part of me thinks you absolutely can't risk it. But then, like, the football game is all, it's violent. You can't predict injuries. You can't be scared. Otherwise, you wouldn't play Jaden Daniels because you're scared of an injury, right? So with Austin Ekeler, I wonder what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters are thinking. They might be thinking, well, yeah, we don't want to risk him getting injured at kick return. They also might be thinking, that's a big reason why he deserves to be on the roster.
Yeah, he's so good at it. And
he's best kick returner we have.
We have running back depth at this point.
Yeah.
Like, very interesting people that I'm like, why not?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get more production in terms of what he did in the backfield, right? I mean, he had 367 yards, 4 touchdowns, but he also caught for 366, so he was almost an 800-yard all-purpose player for the Commanders. Probably was over that when you consider what he did in the kickoff game. I kind of think they might have to have them there at kick return. And then if he gets hurt, like you said, well, next man up, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt or Jeremy McNichols or Chris Rodriguez. Because the dynamic kickoffs can be game changers, as you saw from Travion Henderson, another running back.
Yeah.
You kind of have to put your best guy back there, and if he gets hurt, next man up. You can't really risk it, especially when you're trying to be a contender.
Was it our first or second game against the Giants that he took it to the house and it got called back?
It was the first game.
It was the first game, yeah.
Yeah. First game against the Giants, and Graham Gano was injured on chasing him down. And then it was called back because of a holding penalty. We still won that game. But yeah, I think you need Ekeler on the field. Kick return, third downs. You need him to have a really good season. I don't know how much better he can be from last year unless he's just playing more games, right? I mean, what did he play, 12 games only for Washington last year? Like, he did have injuries.
Yeah, the concussion. But yeah. This is where, just with the O-line improving, I expect running back play across the board to improve.
Yeah. No, for sure. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Richmond's home for the Commanders, and the Commanders are coming to Richmond. I think it's so cool. I want to give a shout-out to Josh Harris. Shout-out to Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, and everyone at the Commanders for coming to Richmond. They didn't have to do this. They didn't come previously. They actually did training camp here for 7 straight years, and then Ron Rivera said that the Omni Hotel was too far away from the Bon Secours, and he kind of nixed the whole thing. And then the next year they came back for a day, and the next year they came back for an event, a River City Roll, and then they didn't come. I want to get Dan Quinn to Richmond next year. That's the goal. Get Dan Quinn to Richmond for Football Festival. But this year, they are sending Fred Smoot, Tim Hightower, a plethora of swag for you to rep the burgundy and gold this season, which is the most anticipated season in maybe 30 years. I cannot wait for September 7th, Commanders against the New York Giants. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, I'll read it on air. Brian is a longtime listener of the show, member of the AWOD Army, and Brian tweets me, AWOD, I'm sad. I'm going to miss Football Festival this year. God knows my wife wears that shirt all the time. She's pissed we can't go because we have a retirement party for a family member out of town. I would love to get a 2025 version of the Football Fest shirt. So, Stubb, let's hold one aside for Brian. He's a diehard fan of the show. He always is listening, tweeting us his thoughts. I know he's a Steelers fan, too. And remember, I am supporting Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers this year. You're kind of anti-Aaron.
Oh, you know I am.
Did you get pissed when the report came out he's been the MVP of training camp?
So sure.
That's what the report is.
I'm the Steelers media, or if I'm like representing the Steelers, I'm sending that information.
This didn't come from the Steelers. This came from reporters on the scene.
No.
They also loved Jalen Ramsey.
Not.
I think they're going to win 10 games. I'm not going to bet that they'll go higher than that. But I'm not going to bet they'll go lower than 9.
And they'll lose a playoff game by 30.
That's fine.
So it will be.
If they get into the playoffs and we don't, I'll be pissed. I haven't seen my team make the playoffs in 30 years. That's why when we have this argument, Stubb, I'm like, I want to grab you by the neck.
Yeah, me and Biff.
I haven't seen my team make the playoffs in 30 years for back-to-back seasons. And yet the Steelers do it all the time, and you guys think that's not good enough. Like, I die for one extra week of football.
Because they make it without having a chance.
Yeah, but there's also like one, two
in
Super Bowls in my lifetime, right? So,
well, they were good. I'm just saying, lately.
Lately they haven't been great, but they do finish above 500. I want to know when the last time was we finished above 500 back-to-back years. It might have also been 30 years. You're listening to AWOD here on The Fan. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Our producer extraordinaire of the Richmond Flying Squirrels and also VCU basketball, and he's also basically the god of all things Odyssey training interns and producers, Rob Hoffman has hit me up, and he wants to chime in on this. Now, Rob is the professor for all things board here at Odyssey, but we wanted to get his opinion on Terry McLaurin. You guys know how I feel. Every day I bring up Terry McLaurin, I become more of a Terry hater. As at this point, it's become a distraction. Just play on your damn contract. That's what I say. Here's what Rob said. It's time for the Terry show to close. He's overplayed his hand, and he's in position where the team will have to start seriously game planning without him. If he's the team guy he says he is, it's time to prove it. Play this year, and if he's as good as he thinks he is, someone will pay him enough to evade the franchise tag next year. It's time to focus on the team. It's his choice now if he wants to be part of week one. I love that. I totally agree. I don't know how you could be Team Terry in this situation, and yet there are people. I had an angry caller on Saturday said, man, Adam Peters is embarrassing himself. He should have offered $33 million to Terry already. And I just respond by saying, we have asked for this team to hire a competent GM for my entire lifetime. Vinny Serrato was not that guy. Scott McLuhan was not that guy. Bruce Allen was definitely not that guy. All the moves Adam Peters has made, and I also hate this narrative that a blind squirrel could have drafted Jane Daniels. No, they couldn't have. He went number two. Everybody said Caleb Williams was the guy. If he was the obvious pick, the Bears would have selected him.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Drake May was in the conversation.
Right. And oh yeah, let's not forget that Johnny Newton was a steal. Mikey Sanders still was a steal.
I mean, Mikey Sanders still.
Was like, a massive
also
steal.
Also trading for Tunsil.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I put Adam Peters on a pedestal when he got here. And I was ready to tear him down as soon as I saw a mistake. I have not seen one mistake yet. I'm not counting Lattimore as a mistake because this team was desperate to get help on the defensive side of the ball. Did you really want to play a playoff game with Benjamin St. Juice against Mike Evans?
It was the best possible decision in the moment.
It might have failed, but you have to swing. You have to swing the club.
I think I started off struggling to understand it. It's a point where if this is the first thing I disagree with, I'm just going to assume he's right.
Yeah.
Until proven otherwise. I am team, but I get it. When you spend 10 years only supporting one player for being good, Terry McLaurin, you want to see him get paid.
Right.
You have an attachment to that guy.
But then again, we're also like, it's just us here. We're arguing about whether Terry McLaurin deserves a contract that in total is $80 million or like $75 million or $90 million versus $70 million. Like, I mean, come on now. It's just a dumb argument.
It is.
That's why I'm so dumb. I'm so done talking about it. We got a tweet from listener Mike. Says, I'm so sick of the Terry talk. It's annoying. Dale Earnhardt tweeted today. Did you see that, Stubb?
No, I didn't.
He said something like, when are the Commanders going to pay Terry McLaurin? It's like he's just paying attention now to the situation. It's annoying as hell that something hasn't gotten done. But I'm Team Adam Peters in this situation here. And Terry McLaurin could just play out his current contract.
You think someone asked Jaron Bernthal? What's his take?
Yeah, I know, right? He's ready to punish someone. It's frustrating. I don't want to talk about it. I feel like I have to talk about it because at this point here, the guys that are behind Terry are not good enough. So we can either talk about Terry McLaurin hopefully getting a contract, or we can talk at nausea about Chris Moore not being good enough. Jalen Lane might be able to play on the inside as a rookie, not on the outside. Look, McCaffrey's not ready yet. KJ Osborne hasn't popped like we needed him to. Deebo Samuel might be an all-pro, but he's by himself now. He's by himself. And, again, we are relying on Jane Daniels to make magic happen and be Superman because that's the only way I think this team can have success without Terry McLaurin. Because, look, we said this last year. Who the hell is he throwing the ball to? Just Terry McLaurin. Who is he throwing the ball to right now? Just Deebo Samuel. He could still be Superman without Terry, and we could have success. It would take our win total probably from 12 to 10, but I think Jane Daniels could still, you know, scramble around and then find Ja'Cory Brooks in the end zone. Because he's just so good. He's so good at making guys miss in the backfield. I was watching his highlights this morning from last year. I don't think we gave him enough credit for how many plays he just made a free rusher miss. And I've watched this team for decades where a free rusher just sacks the quarterback. It's like,
I mean, the year before was,
it was
Sam Howell getting
65 sacks of Sam Howell. This year, it was a similar offensive line, and they still had guys breaking through, but Jane just made people miss. Like, he was playing backyard football. They couldn't even pull the flag out of him. It was insane.
And it was always on a fourth down, too.
Right. But, I mean, just his ability. So he is the great equalizer, right? So as much as we need Terry, you also could go without him and just have Jaden step up and be even better. I don't want to put too much on his plate, and that's why a big part of this team having success this year, I think, is being able to have Jaden take plays off and put the ball into the gut of Brian Robinson, Eckler, and others. He's got to be able to hand it off, catch his breath, and get 4 or 5 yards. Because the plays that really hurt me watching are when Jaden ran for 15 yards, and they get back to the line of scrimmage, and then they run him again.
Oh, dude, the Falcons game?
They ran him over
which
and over
I
and
saw,
over again.
I was
again.
There live. Oh, my. Yeah. God. And at the end, when that very iconic moment where Mariota's like, get up, and then he throws a touchdown pass to win in overtime. Because, yeah, he got beat up the whole game.
He got beat up in that game. And the hits start piling up when he has to run.
He got like 110 yards.
He knows that at times that might be the only way the team can win. And so he's willing to do it, but it can't be every game again. But that Falcons game, that was a great one to bring up as an example. The only reason we won that game is because Jaden turned into Superman.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because the Falcons weren't even that good last year.
No. I mean, that was like Penix's debut, and they have good backs, but... Yeah, that was not an incredible team.
No.
And we were down 10 at halftime, and he just made magic happen. I mean,
we snuck out a victory in that one because of Jaden's heroics. And he might need to be like that for the rest of for this season again. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So moving on from the Terry McLaurin conversation, but also, I guess we kind of have to stick with it. Does Terry McLaurin not being here again, here on a Thursday, August 14th, change your mind about the floor or the ceiling the Commanders can reach this season in terms of their overall record? We open up the phone lines right now on the Commanders Corner, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910, a little Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio, as ESPN has released the ceiling and the floor for every NFL team this upcoming season. You care to guess what they predict is the floor for the Washington Commanders? The 12-win Washington Commanders who have found their franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels.
Well, I mean, it's hard. Like, hypothetically, the floor and the ceiling is 0-17, 17-0, but I guess it's would being like realistic worst case scenarios. Jaden goes
according
down.
According to ESPN, I believe it's Bill Barnwell and John Kime contributed it as well.
I mean, if Jaden gets injured, it's like 5-12.
Yeah, but I think you're not including that in here. Floor 7-10, ceiling 12-5. I actually could see a higher ceiling.
Yeah,
I could see 14-3 honestly, and my floor is like 8 wins. But the biggest X factor they point to is the improved defense. Here's what John Kime wrote. Washington's offense will face more challenges, playing 11 games against teams ranked in the top 13 scoring defenses last season. The Commanders need more from their defense, specifically in the fourth quarter. They ranked 18th in scoring and 13th in yards, though 30th in rushing yards per game. But in the fourth quarter, those 18th and 13th rankings turned to 28th. Or worse, in 9 different categories. I remember that last year, but it was... A lot of it was we were playing with a lead, I feel like. I mean, you tell me. We had a lead in quite a few games.
We had a lead in most of the Titans game. We had a lead in most of the Panthers game and the Browns game.
Now, the Falcons, they did come back. The Bears, they did come back.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants, they did come back. We ultimately won, but they came back. But so that kind of makes
one
sense.
One of the two Giants
games,
the second one, we were leading fourth quarter by like 10.
Yeah. And remember, we kneeled it at like the 1 yard line.
Yeah, that was
people
like
got pissed.
The score was a lot closer than.
I think we only won by like 5 when it should have been a 13 or 12 point win. But he went on to say, so they improved defense, right? Their secondary should be much improved with the addition of rookie corner Trey Amos. Nobody's been hyping up Trey Amos more than John Kime, and I love that so much because
so
I really do
Amos
believe
hype.
John Kime on Amos. And a healthy Marshon Lattimore. But the latter needs to be durable, talking of Lattimore. Something he hasn't been in the past 3 years. A beefed-up defensive line with multiple key additions, including pass rusher Von Miller, needs to produce. I feel like we haven't talked much about Von Miller since training camp started. Like, just so everybody knows, I was out there, he was a stud. And he goes hard on every play. And when he walks off the field, he looks like a monster. He's gonna be awesome. In the joint practice, I couldn't tell if he was going up against Connerly or somebody else, but he like put an awesome spin move and just like got right to the quarterback.
He wants a ring, dude.
Yeah, he's ring chasing in DC. So, Commander ceiling 12-5 according to ESPN. Floor 7-10. I would probably say 14-3 with an 8-9 floor. What are you predicting they would say about the rest of the NFC East? We'll start with the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, like, the floor is like 4-13.
5-12.
Yeah.
Ceiling 11-6.
That's about where I'd put
biggest
that
X too. Factor, the new head coach in town, Brian Schottenheimer.
How ready is Schottenheimer
for his first head coaching job? He saw his. Now, here's the thing that you might not realize. Marty Schottenheimer was a legend. A legend. Just like an ultimate coach in the NFL. Coached four different teams, was in Washington for a year. Dan Snyder ruined it. It was the only success we ever had as a kid. Schottenheimer came in, and I guess maybe the players were on their own terms because the previous head coach was awful. So Schottenheimer comes in, and he's dealt an awful roster, no quarterback, and they lose the first five games of the season. He then turned it around, had a lot of momentum. They end the season 8-3 with an 8-8 record. They finished the season. Dan Snyder got pissed at the way he was changing things and fired him. That was the only success we had as a kid, was when Schottenheimer took over, and that second half of the season, we were rolling, and then he got fired. So I have loved Marty Schottenheimer. Don't know how much love I'll have for his son,
their
Brian.
X factor is certainly their air game. With Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, I'd point to that getting them anywhere, especially if Dak Prescott's healthy.
So Schottenheimer has been an assistant in the NFL for more than 20 years. This is his first head coaching job. Will he have success? That's the big X factor. But players like the culture he has built so far in the spring and summer, but he will be counted on to make split-second decisions that will impact winning and losing, which ultimately will be how he is judged. The Cowboys aren't a typical team, given the attention they receive on an hourly basis. Here's the interesting thing about Schottenheimer is I actually thought that Mike McCarthy last year, was it last year, right? The last few years. Yeah, I think it was last year. I actually thought he was making good decisions. I just didn't think that they had the quarterback play that they needed. And then last year when they lost Dan Quinn, their defense took a big step back.
Huge. Yeah. Very noticeably so.
I kind of think that their success, X Factor's not Schottenheimer. It's Dak Prescott. Dak has shown, and I'm not a Dak fan, but he's shown the ability to be an elite quarterback at times. And at one point, he was considered top 10, maybe even top 5.
He's got the third best receiver in the league and George Pickens, who is good.
And the O-line for the Cowboys, they always have, I mean, they just have bigger boys in Texas.
I think they'll be able to air it out a lot. I think that's very likely.
Yeah, I'm interested in how they play week one against the Eagles. But I could see them winning 9 games this year. I think my prediction,
I could see them winning 10.
The NFC East was that you might have 3 playoff teams. You really could. New York Giants, floor 4-13. That's what they were last year. Ceiling 9-8. Biggest X factor, this is interesting, left tackle Andrew Thomas. I guess because they need,
I mean, I'd say their D-line,
their quarterback to stay healthy. They say, we've seen it in the past 2 seasons. The Giants without Andrew Thomas are in trouble, having gone 3-14 without him. Thomas is currently on the PUP list after Liz Frank's surgery on his foot. Fortunately, the Giants believe he's on pace to return for week one at the Commanders. According to a league source, New York also has more depth on the offensive line this season. I would say the X factor, though, is the defensive line.
Like 100%.
Yeah.
I get hyped for people like Cam Scadabo also.
For them?
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. I think there's a world they get 10, but that's the cap.
Yeah. Eagles, floor 8-9, ceiling 13-4. Can you guess the X factor?
Saquon Barkley.
Look, what can Barkley do for an encore? The reigning NFL Offensive Player of the Year became the 9th player to rush for 2,000 yards. 2K Barkley during the regular season, and he really did fuel the Super Bowl charge for the Eagles.
That's a low. Like, their ceiling is 15 or 16. I mean, like, I hate to say it, I hate the Eagles, but I mean, they are the best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I mean, I might even have their floor at 10-7. They win 10 games every
year. It could
be
10-7 and 17-0. Like, yeah. I would not be floored to see that happen.
Could we see any kind of a drop off for Barkley? If he's healthy,
yeah,
no.
He's 31? 30?
I'd have to check on that. But
We get like for a running back that's older, and it's, like Derrick Henry's doing it. I think he's a year younger than Derrick Henry, but
he's 28.
Barkley?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Because he only played on one other team for 5 years. He was with
yeah,
the Giants,
okay.
right?
Never
then
mind.
He didn't get that contract.
Derrick Henry, I think, is the one that's 31 then.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's up there in age. But Barkley, I don't see him falling off unless there's an injury.
Which there has been basically every other season he's played except for the last one.
Yeah. But those injuries were kind of freak injuries. They were kind of freak injuries. Because, like, it's not. I don't think you'd argue he's injury prone, because, like, he runs so hard that of course there's going to be injuries every once in a while, but like when he's come back from injuries, it's not like he's had to ramp it up. Like he's come back and like, all right, 100 yards, he's back. I mean, look at this. He came into the league 1300 yards, 1000 yards the next year, and he missed 3 games. 2020 was the injury year. All right, we all know he only played 2 games, but then after that, 13 games, 16 games, 14 games, 16 games. That's not really injury prone in terms of a running back. It's the big 2020 year that everybody remembers where he was out the entire season, basically, for the Giants. But 2,000 yards is also 700 more than he got any other year in the NFL. So I would
the Giants, it's the Eagles O-line you're working
with. You're right, but I would probably predict about 1,500 to 1,800 from Saquon. I don't think he's 2K Saquon again.
I just, there is not much reason for him to not be.
Well, except for that Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts takes a step forward, it's him throwing the ball more. I mean, last year he had like 18 touchdowns on the ground. He only had like 7 in the air or something. Like, if Jalen Hurts is going to take a step forward, it's him finding Dallas Goedert, A.J. Brown,
Devontae
Smith. I think that that's
Jahan
why.
Jahan Dotson.
No, I don't know about that, but. I could see Jalen Hurts throwing for more yards, and because of that, Saquon is. I think Saquon will get more touchdowns this year. Jalen threw for 2,900 yards and 18 touchdowns, but most of that was
they ended up on the
running it
1 yard line so many times.
Yeah, yeah, and they did the dreaded tush push over and over and over again. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Come kick off the football season with us this Saturday at River City Roll. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Nats, the Caps, the Wizards, the Flying Squirrels, UVA, Virginia Tech, and the Washington Commanders. And we'll be giving everyone a football season preview show for free at River City Roll this Saturday for Football Fest 3 primetime. Under the lights at River City Roll in Scott's Edition. Join us from 6 to 10 p.m. for Football Fest 3. Music provided by Mackenzie Ryan, DJ Dukesta, and Gone Country. We'll have a plethora of special guests, including Fred Smoot and Tim Hightower. And joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline will be part of our college football segment from VMI. It's our buddy Phil Marcello. What's going on, Phil?
Adam, great to hear from you, man. I'm excited for this, excited for Saturday.
Absolutely. What's the latest with the Keydets?
Hey, we are, just like every team out there, we're itching to get going. We got quite an opener on deck. We open at Navy this year, so that's going to be really, really fun. Two military institutions, and of course, you know, getting up there to Annapolis. But, you know, the Keydets are just trying to bounce back after last year, kind of snowballed on them. A couple of injuries earlier. You know, this year, you're trying to stay healthy, get some new guys in the rotation, and, you know, really just try and return to form of 2 years ago when Danny Rocco was in his first year and the team won 5 games in 4 in the Southern Conference.
Absolutely. Phil, I don't know if I know this answer. What is the college team that you grew up rooting for in terms of football?
Yeah, I will qualify this as saying I was not diehard with anyone. I know how college football is. People live and die by their college football fandom. Now, what I will say is if I had to pick one team, and this is going to split the state a little bit in a sense, I kind of like Florida State, and the reason I like Florida State was because they beat Virginia Tech. So there was zero ties to it. You know, I now have some good friends that work at Virginia Tech, and obviously respect them a whole lot on a different level. But, yeah, if you had to ask me as a kid, or even today, I might still pull for Florida State, but that's my reasoning.
Well, I promise not to share that audio with Virginia Tech coach Mike Young of the basketball squad. I know you worked with him. Can you tell my audience about the stops that you've made since we both graduated from VCU?
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned Coach Mike Young out there at Virginia Tech basketball. Yeah, so I was VCU guy. That's how Adam and I got connected too many years ago. Now we're getting up there a little bit, Adam. But went to grad school up in Pennsylvania. And then I worked for the Southern Conference down in South Carolina. And then when I got into the school side of things, I started at Wofford College. And ironically, there's a number of football coaches that were on that Wofford football staff that are now, including defensive coordinator Sam Stefkis, up at Virginia Tech.
Oh,
and, of
wow.
course, we just – yeah, they got two or three guys from Wofford. Jaira Wilson was a good football player. Now he's on the coaching staff at Virginia Tech. So between football and basketball, with you mentioned Coach Young and a couple of his assistants, I have a lot of Virginia Tech ties now. Then I went to UNC Asheville, was director there, you know, working with Coach Mike Morrell, who is a Shaka Smart assistant. So we got a lot of VCU ties. And then now I'm up at VMI, so pretty close to the Richmond area and get to interact with people like yourself a lot more frequently.
Absolutely. And you were one of our guests at the first two Football Fest, so why don't you tell our audience a little preview of what you're expecting. Football Fest 3, primetime this year, moved it back to 6 to 10 p.m.
Yeah, I love it. I was thinking about that. I think it's 3 years and three slightly different times, so we're jumping around to see what works the best. So I love that you're kind of tinkering with it every year, but the nuts and bolts of it, as you have, you know, told your audience, it's, for one, it's just a good time. It's collecting a bunch of football people together from across the state. You do a great job of getting the Commanders representation in there. I mean, some big names with Fred Smoot, who was there last year, and he's great, especially on the mic. And then Hightower, some of those guys that you've pulled in. It's great, but to your point, there's a lot more to it. You know, there's giveaways, there's a live show, there's music, and I heard some of the acts, and I've seen what you've been posting. Some good musical acts that you got there. So it's really just a party, you know, with a little bit of a professionalism and show mixed in there. And I'm looking forward to talking a little college football and talking a little key deaths along with the other schools that are there.
Absolutely. The pizza's banging, the wings are good, and you can try the AWOD bomb as well. Phil will be representing VMI. And, dude, I still wear the pullover from last year. I love the swag that you bring. I know you're going to try to send some people to some games. So we can't wait to have you this Saturday at Football Fest 3.
Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome. And, you know, whenever you need anything, especially if I'm in town, I'm happy to help. But, you know, I'm trying to tell all my KeyDet supporters, get out there, or just football fans, if you're around on Saturday, you know, why not come out, have a bite to eat, and you get some football talk while you're there.
I know you were excited to see one of the stars from the 804 who won a college championship at Ohio State house the Commanders in that preseason opener, Patriots against Washington.
You know, and also, you know, growing up outside of Richmond, you know, Washington was not my team, but I did pull for them. You know, AFC, NFC, they weren't really a rival. I learned to understand the suffering of a lot of my friends. So I kind of pull for it, but it was easy just to kind of joke with people like, oh, this is a Super Bowl preview for the first preseason game. And my Patriots, that's where my family's from, up in Rhode Island. The Patriots look good. I have high expectations. I think Commanders will have higher expectations and probably, you know, as they should coming off last year. Patriots are more, we need to prove it this year. But, yeah, I mean, I liked what I saw of the preseason game. I really like what the Patriots have in Vrabel and Bay and that young core. But if you're a Commanders fan with Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn, if you can figure out the Terry McLaurin situation, just keep some of those guys happy, you got to think you're going to be in the mix for a long time to come. You know, it's going to ebb and flow. You're going to have injuries. That happens. But with Daniels, if you keep him healthy, I think you're okay.
So you probably think Drake May is going to be awesome, and I think we're on the same page that Tom Brady's the GOAT. But do we agree that Tom Brady is very amateur in the booth? I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you know, you can definitely tell it was, you know, obviously I'm biased towards Brady, so I'm probably never going to say he's as bad as other people. You could tell it was a little rusty, but I think it got better as the season went along, and part of that was him not wanting to critique anything. He got more pointed towards the end, you know, hey, you got to do this, whether it's an offensive lineman or the receiver needs to do this, things like that. So he got better, so I think he'll, I mean, he works hard at everything he does. I think he'll get better. Now, even if he is in a bunch of people's eyes the best ever, it's still an opinion at the end of the day. So, you know, hopefully he can just get the reps in, you know, like the backup quarterback he used to be, and become someone that people really think is a top-tier broadcaster.
Phil Marcello will be representing VMI at Football Fest this weekend. Where'd you go to high school? Were you a Benedictine guy?
I was. I grew up in Hanover, so I was on the Atlee side, but I went to Benedictine.
State champs.
You know, yeah, you know, they've put together a really good program. Obviously, Greg Lilly, football-wise, just kind of moved on. He's still running the school, but moved on from coaching. But they really, you know, have that program in a really great spot, contending every year and winning a lot in the last 5-10 years.
Absolutely. They'll be part of our high school football season preview. They'll be at Football Festival with Zach Joachim from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Gary Hess, and Gary Criswell, who do the 8-4 broadcast game of the week. Phil, we are really looking forward to having you once again, and I'm looking forward to catching up with you and grabbing a drink, man. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best of both worlds. We get to, you know, talk football and catch up and reminisce a little bit on old times. So I'm really looking forward to Saturday.
Football Fest 3, prime time this Saturday at River City Roll. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.